This podcast is by Jesus and Edgar. Our book is Give Up the Ghost. And yeah, so what I thought of the book is that I enjoyed it, but I don't think it was the best, but it was okay. It was interesting. It was somewhat interesting of like what would go on. Like, it was kind of confusing. You had to read more to find out who the characters are and what was going on. But yeah, it was pretty good. Who's Paige? Paige is the older sister of Cass. And Cass is Paige's younger sister, but Cass is the main character in the story. Now, back to Paige. Paige, she is a ghost because she died in a drowning incident in a lake or a beach, but I'm pretty sure it was the lake. But so she died, and Cass is able to see. She's able to see and talk to ghosts, and that she's able to see ghosts and talk to them and communicate with them, but other people can't. Other people can't see ghosts, and they can't talk to them, so they think that Cass is a very strange and awkward person. And because of that, she was bullied in junior high as well as in high school. And in one particular part of the book, this character named Lisa was being bullied by some of the popular girls. And they would use Lisa for the homework. They would try to, like, butter her up and then, like, make their way, pretend to be friends with her so they could copy off of her homework. And Cass realized that, but Lisa didn't. So Cass decided to confront the popular girls, whose names I don't really remember. But so what happened is, Cass stood up for Lisa, and she confronted all of them in front of the popular girls and told Lisa what was going on, told her the truth. She told them that they really don't want to be friends with her, and that they were just trying to that they were just copying the homework off her, that they really didn't want to hang out with her, they really didn't want to talk to her, they just wanted her for her homework. And because of that, the popular girls were denying it, saying, "You're lying, Cass. Nothing's going on here. We are her friend." And the popular girls stood quiet, avoiding eye contact. And Lisa started to cry, and she took off to the restroom. And one of the popular girls told Cass to watch herself, or else they're going to have issues. Another character is Norris. Norris is a friend of Cass, whom passed away as well. I'm not sure how. I don't really remember how he passed away. But he is a good friend of Cass. And a lot of people really don't like him. Like, some of the girls, like Blitz, does not like Norris because Norris is a perv. He would go into the girls' locker rooms and stare at them while they change. And Blitz is also able to see Norris, which is strange because I thought it was no one else was able to see her. But I guess she's able to see ghosts as well. But so because of that incident, Norris has had a reputation of to be kind of pervy. And because of that, like, he doesn't get along too well with certain people, but he is one of Cass's best friends, I assume. So that really, it's really iffy about him, but Blitz went to talk to Cass about Norris, about his issue going into the girls' locker room, and she told Cass to, like, hey, talk to Norris, tell him to, like, back off a little, tell him not to go in there. And it'll be great because Cass, Norris, and Blitz are like buddy-buddy, but it's like kind of awkward between them because of that. And Cass, in person, I think she's different in the book. In person, I picture her more of a shy, kind of quiet girl, because she lost majority of her friends from being bullied because of the ghosts, and on top of that, she lost her sister. But in person, I think she's shy, timid, kind of antisocial, maybe a little bit, because of the fact like that she was bullied and she doesn't want any attention on her. But in the book, they kind of portray her as a somewhat social girl that's still like she's in the book, they portray her as kind of being a little bit antisocial. Like she has a small amount of friends, but she does seem kind of social because people do know her for her story of being able to see ghosts. And the ghosts are important because they are people. They were people that used to attend to the school that Cass goes to. And I'm assuming that they were friends with her, but they passed away. But she's able to see them. So she has a connection with the ghosts. And that just makes her because she's able to see them and contact them. She's able to see them. She's able to hang out with them, talk to them. The ghosts are her friends, I would say. I would say they're more her friends than her actual real life living friends. Like she's so close with Norris than she is with any of her other friends because like she just bonds with them. And as for that, I would say like, oh, I feel like she's been through a lot because I mean she lost her sister, she lost some of her friends, and not that many people know that she's able to see ghosts and contact them. And I feel like she's had it hard for her. Back to topic. I feel that the ghosts are very important to the story because that's what makes it interesting. A girl that can talk to ghosts, that seems very intriguing. I do believe that other people can talk to, I mean, sorry. I believe that Cass can talk to ghosts, and I believe that other people may know that. And some don't. Like, Blitz does know that Cass can see ghosts and talk to them, and she does know about Norris. Cass still hangs out with her sister, even though she's dead. The father doesn't really know. He hasn't caught on to it yet. He hasn't caught on to the fact that she plays music for Paige to jam out to in the morning, like very quietly, so the father doesn't know. But I do think that some people know that she can talk to and see the ghosts, and I feel that others don't. So, yeah.